Now, Australia's population has long been called an ageing one, but it is our healthcare system up to scratch? Tamara Kerbs, dementia expert and founder of Group Homes Australia, recently went on a trip to the Netherlands to view their aged and dementia care model. She joins us now to discuss her findings. Tamara, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Jess.
So how do the Australian and Dutch models of aged care differ?
They're very, very different. What the Dutch models have been doing for the last 30 years, in Australia we're only catching up recently. There's lots of different models around choice and dignity, where here in our aged care conferences, we talk about choice and dignity as innovation, whereas in the Netherlands, it's stock standard. That's the basis of everything that they do in aged care is based on the fundamentals of choice for aging people.
Okay, so exactly how do they implement those choices and kind of the dignity in their aged care models?
So first of all, their whole health system is very much geared up to keeping people in their local communities for as long as possible. They don't view aging as a disease, and so they're not looking to cure and care. Okay. They're looking to support, they're looking to celebrate, and very much they've been doing the group home model in the Netherlands the last 30 years, which is what we introduced to Australia about 4 years ago. And it's all about keeping people connected in their local community to their local, you know, shops, friends, family, different things that are meaningful and purposeful to people. And so we went to see how that model evolved over the last 30 years. And it's so interesting to see how even in the nursing homes where you have 200-300 people, they still create these small pods of 6 to 7 people, a household model living together.
Oh, wow. This sounds absolutely fascinating. It sounds kind of almost common sense to keep people surrounded by the kind of environment and the social environment that they're used to. And I think it's a beautiful idea. How do the two compare when looking at the financial cost of aged care? Is this kind of a more expensive way of doing things, or does it compare to what we're doing in Australia here?
Well, in the Netherlands, very similar to Australia, is that everything's funded by the state. Mm. And so, like here, it's funded by the federal government, a lot of it. And the whole notion is to whoever can afford to pay for care should pay for care. And that's very much the direction that we're moving into in Australia, is that if people can afford to have more out-of-pocket costs than the people that can't, then they should. It's very much also based on a home care system where they have allied health services and GPs that are able to visit people in their home, which we're getting closer and closer to in Australia, and that's why people are staying home for longer. And they also see that people with dementia at their later stages, that's when they need to move into care, but try and keep people who are healthy aging at home for as long as possible.
Now, when we do talk about dementia and we talk about kind of the high dependency need of patients with dementia, does this model work for more high dependency residents if it is more of a community vibe, if it is more of a residential way of looking at things?
Absolutely. And that was one of the key reasons that myself and my company went over to see it, because at Group Homes Australia, we keep people in group homes with high levels of dementia in the local community. And what I was curious about was to really explore how they've been doing it over the last 30 years in the Netherlands. And there's hundreds of these type of group homes, whether they're vertical in a building. They might have 4 or 5 group homes in a vertical, you know, high-rise building. They might have group homes in the local community. They might have group homes within residential aged care. There's the famous Hogeve model, which is the village that CNN did a big blurb on a couple of months ago, which is all about when you meet people's needs, that whole agitation and what people call behaviors or unmet needs for people in dementia are minimized. And so it's really about changing the perception that people with dementia don't have to be locked up. They can actually, if you include them and you set up the right infrastructure, they actually are celebrated and they live a better life.
Well, because see, that was my next question to ask. My grandfather had dementia, and when he went into an aged care facility and he became a high dependency resident at that facility, it was extremely bleak and depressing, and they were kind of living as almost shells of their former selves. And we found that when he went into aged care and when he went into a permanent residency, his mental state tended to deteriorate a lot more quickly, than when he was at home. Are we seeing with these models a slower progression into the kind of downfall of dementia?
Well, we're definitely seeing minimized behaviors, and we're definitely seeing people less depressed. Mm. When you go into nursing homes, the statistic is anywhere between 70 to 80% are suffering with depression on top of their dementia. And I think it's fair to say that if any of us were human warehouse, we would all feel that this is unattainable and that it's a terrible state to live in. Mm. But if we got to live with another four or five people in our familiar suburb and went to our familiar shops and went to our familiar clubs and did the things that were familiar to us, even as our memory was diminishing, we still would feel a sense of purpose. And if that purpose and meaning is taken away from us and you have a disease that makes you so vulnerable, then what's left to live for?
I completely agree.
So it's about changing the mindset that people with dementia shouldn't be locked up and people with dementia should be included in society.
Now, given the current state of our aged care sector, do you see this as a viable model for Australia? Would it be possible to transition towards more kind of aged care facilities that are looking at group homes?
Well, we've done it. Over the last 5 years, Group Homes Australia, you know, developed 10 group homes for people living with dementia in the local community. It's only based in Sydney at the moment, but that will change. And it really was a trial to see, one, would society embrace this type of model? And I can definitely say with a big tick that yes. And would the residents and their families benefit from a better model of care as well as a better end-of-life journey? And I have to say that it's been extraordinary seeing people involved in the community as opposed to being locked up. And we see people transitioning out of aged care into the group homes, people from the community, couples moving in together, people coming for short stay because they're not ready to completely move out of their homes. So they just need, you know, 2-3 weeks of just coming in and, you know, respite. So it's been incredible to see. And I definitely think that this will become the mainstream model in Australia instead of building big institutions, rather keeping them to small-scale homes.
Tamara, I absolutely hope that this does become the norm here in Australia. Thank you very much for sharing your findings with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
That was Tamara Kerbs, dementia expert and founder of Group Homes Australia, talking to us about what we can learn from the Dutch aged care and dementia care homes. I got to say, having been inside kind of a high dependency ward in a care home for dementia patients, they are bleak places. They're not at all, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not encouraging and they're not kind of giving of any life or quality of life. It's a very depressing place to be. So I, for one, would be ecstatic to see our aged care sector move towards a more inclusive and relaxed and just better model like the one Tamara is speaking. I'm lost for words because it seems common sense, but unfortunately it's not. We'll pop some links on the podcast for some more information if you want to find out more. 2scr.com/weekendbreakfast.